You're listening to SBS News.
Trapped inside her home in Sydney's inner west with life-threatening asthma, 69-year-old Marion Ray was unable to leave her house from December to February, struggling through a smoky summer.
It's been a constant avoidance battle, week after week after week. It's been very, very scary because I'm kind of stuck alone with it. I live alone.
Vulnerable and isolated, Marion says extreme weather conditions have severely affected her overall well-being.
My life has been threatened the last few months. I'm supposed to be preparing for knee surgery. I'm supposed to be exercising. And the reality is that often I can't.
Patient advocate Dorothy Carmaker says feelings of anxiety and of insecurity are not uncommon.
I've had to contact doctors, surgeries and physios and x-ray facilities and say my client will not be able to get from a car in 40 degree heat to your facility. Can we book this for the earliest appointment in the day?
Amid fires, storms and floods, some of her older clients have missed medical appointments, unable to cope with what's going on outside their front door.
I've had to contact doctors, surgeries and physios and x-ray facilities and say my client will not be able to get from a car in 40 degree heat to your facility. Can we book this for the earliest appointment in the day?
She worries that without assistance, older Australians are at increased risk.
I've had to contact doctors, surgeries and physios and x-ray facilities and say my client will not be able to get from a car in 40 degree heat to your facility. Can we book this for the earliest appointment in the day?
Public health physician Dr. Kate Charlesworth agrees.
In our hospitals, in our emergency departments, we see increased presentations and ambulance call-outs during extreme weather. So the biggest risk for older Australians in terms of climate health impacts are heat waves and air pollution, bushfires and that sort of extreme weather that we're increasingly seeing.
Marion has managed to get through a long and difficult summer, but she feels anxious about the future.
I'm not entirely sure that I can survive another summer like this without help.
Healthcare professionals say recent climate events are a wake-up call, and severe health outcomes from extreme heat and torrential rain are an Australia-wide problem. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.